Are you still watching Empire?
I'm not. Ladies in the House still love it. It's, oh. The first season I thought was pretty good. Like, and I was into it and watching it. And second season started, I started watching that. Couple of episodes in, I'm like, it's starting to get kind of a little bit too
weird.
Far-fetched.
The first season ended very bizarre. He was hallucinating. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Lion?
Yep. Lucius Lyon.
Lucius Lyon, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was hallucinating. I'm like, this is too... It was going between dreams and and real life, and I lost interest very quick. But that was just renewed for a fourth season.
Wow.
It's their number one... It's the TV's number one
crazy,
drama.
I know someone was talking about this over the holidays about Empire, because Maisie's a big fan of the show. And they're saying it's like the modern day kind of like version of like Dynasty and Dallas that was so huge in the 80s. It was like,
what?
There was two big CBS shows. Like, there was Dallas, which they redid. And
okay.
There was another one called Dynasty, which was like it wasn't a spin-off, but it was a similar kind of show.
Okay.
And that was huge back then. And they were saying that like Empire is like the modern day version of that show.
I keep getting told to watch more and more shows. What's on your must watch list for TV shows? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show. There's my friend just told me to watch The Mick, which has the girl from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
She's in that. She said it's really good. I don't have time to watch all these shows. I started The Wire. I got the first season in. So the second season, I'm so bored by it. I'm one episode in.
Uh-huh.
It went from being like drug dealers in the hood to now it's Russians in a boatyard. You can't. That's not what I signed up for.
you like what you was getting previously.
Yeah.
So and then one of my friends back in England, I was talking to them, just did a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year thing over the holidays when I was off. And we just was just backwards and forwards and talking. And he mentioned about he was excited because the new season of Sherlock was coming out in England. And I was like, what's that? And he said, like, it's Sherlock, like Sherlock Holmes, but it's like it's a new version of it. And they've been running it as a show in the UK. And I checked it out and it's really good. It's got the guy, his name is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
He's the Doctor Strange in the new movie Doctor, and he's been in The Hobbit and a whole bunch of other things. But the nice thing that I like about it, it's just started its fourth season in the UK, but each season only has 3 90-minute episodes. So it's real easy to binge watch it. And
each season has 3 90-minute episodes?
Uh-huh.
So it started the fourth season in the UK. Is it 4 seasons in over here?
Well, yeah, and that's a cool thing. I did a quick little look at the show because they air it here on PBS, but it does nearly 7 million viewers a season here, which is insane.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's the first, they've just started, to say season 4 has just started, and they said that it's the first time that they started a season exactly the same day in the UK as they did here. They started airing it exactly the same day, but it's really good.
So that's your recommendation for
check
people?
It out. Yeah.
What's on your must-watch list for TV shows? What series did you just start? You can tweet us at PetchNamey, like at Dallas4DE said. He said, Westworld, cannot wait for that to start back up. And Jay at Jay Cray said, a must-watch show is The OA. It's definitely binge-worthy. That's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I've heard multiple people say The OA.
Oh, really?
And looking up, because when people go, oh, what's this show? You know, you should watch the show. Your first response is, what's it about?
Yeah.
And everybody goes, that's kind of weird. It's hard to describe. Just watch it.
I'm out already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I was talking to one of my friends over the holiday, and they were excited because they were like, the new season of Sherlock has started. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, what's that? And they told me. And it's got that guy in there, that Benedict Cumberbatch, who's been in a whole ton of movies like The Hobbit. And he's Doctor Strange in the new Doctor Strange movie. And it's cool. I like it because it's like they've just gone into season 4 in the UK, but there's only 3 episodes a season.
Okay.
Because the episode's like 90 minutes long. So they're like 4, like it's like 3 movies a season.
Yeah, short movies.
Yeah. So I kind of like it. So I've managed to knock out season 1. And then I found out that PBS actually show it over here.
Oh.
And it gets like 6-7 million viewers on PBS. So,
wow.
And so that's actually pretty cool. So I kind of like it.
What's your must watch show? You can tweet at PetchNamey 424-1234.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, Petch. It's Corey.
Hey, Corey. What's going on?
You missed the movie for Sherlock, The Abominable Bride.
I've not seen that. I saw the two Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law, but I've not seen that one.
Well, it took It happened in between seasons 3 and 4, and basically what happened is the time when Sherlock gets on the plane at the end of 3.
Okay.
He kind of, let's just say he's not off the drugs, as one would assume. He damn near overdoses on the plane, and he hallucinates between his, 15th century counterpart and now.
Oh, yeah, I'm just looking there. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a special.
The
you
special.
Watch that. That actually turned out to be a lot better than I thought it would be.
Yes, the Sherlock TV show has got these 4 seasons where they did a special.
I have all of them except for the new season.
All right, okay.
So then they did the special in between
3 and 4.
This is all.
Yeah.
What channel is it on?
PBS.
Ah, that's a lot of work. Specials that don't count as seasons. Not interested. Corey, thank you for checking in. Have a great day.